Mr. Speaker, I rise today to echo the frustration and anger shared by countless constituents of mine in Strabane. The Strabane Athletic Football Club has been working tirelessly over a number of years to develop their new football stadium in Strabane. They've went through the various processes and tried to jump the various hurdles that have been put in front of them. 8 years the planning application has been stuck with delay after delay after delay. It was passed unanimously by Derry City and Strabane District Council Planning Group and the Planning Committee, and then ultimately ended up with the Minister, which was then referred to the Planning Appeals Commission, and the report was completed in November, and it has since sat since last year on the Minister for Infrastructure's desk, who has not responded to the questions I have asked as to when this has been published, even though officials from the Minister's Department has responded to various questions from the media in relation to it. Mr. Speaker, this is a real point of concern for people, because this land has been sitting in a limbo state for 8 years. Shockingly, I revealed last week that the Education Authority has swooped in overnight and has purchased the land with the application pending on it. Fully aware, confirmed by the Minister for Education, that the Education Authority were fully aware of the ongoing process faced by Strabane Athletic Football Club, and indeed that it was subjected to considerable hurdles, and indeed that the report has sat on the Minister for Infrastructure's desk since last year. That is not acceptable. The Minister needs to publish the findings of that report and get on with it, instead of the dithering and delay from this ridiculously messed up department that doesn't seem to be able to deliver anything. And the other thing, Mr. Speaker, is that I was shocked at the Education Authority moving so swiftly, given they don't move very quick for very much. £500,000 of taxpayers' money is what went to purchase that land, with no guarantee of any development on it, given that this has been stuck with the Planning Appeals Commission and on the Minister's desk. Or maybe it's one rule for members of the public and another for a public body such as the Education Authority, which I would sincerely hope, in the interest of the people I represent, is not the case. But people in Strabane are rightly asking, Mr. Speaker, what are they getting for giving Sinn Féin all of these votes and all of this power? Three Sinn Féin MLAs and an MP and countless councillors. And, you know, to be very honest, with all the power they have in government, I wouldn't even depend on them to deliver a bag of chips if they had a fleet of chip vans. That's how poor it is. The A5 hasn't been delivered. Look at the state of our roads. There's a lack of investment in the North West. Look at the state of a constituency that I represent. Look at theatre being in power for 20 years. It's high time they stepped up and delivered for people, the people that invested their votes in them.